I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Well, it's The Big Show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live from the Prot Stop in Kenosha. Thanks to Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. Having us out here at the Prot Stop, part of Prot Bowl 1. We also have 670 The Score involved as well from Chicago. They're doing their broadcast. We're over here by the bar where the fun people are hanging out at, no doubt about it. And that's for sure. All the fun people hang out by the bar. All the weird people hang out in the back. There's no even games. We even got a couple of slots behind us, so you know we're having a lot of fun. Gary Eller,
I never did that before.
No, never?
No.
You want me to give you a tutorial?
The slots, how you do
yeah.
that?
Yeah, here, I'll show you.
Oh,
I'll
show you in the next break,
no doubt about it.
Like a video or something like
Leroy
that.
Butler here as well as Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We're here until 6 o'clock is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brewers do add another arm as we go through a couple of things of the notes from today. Brewers add another starting pitcher. Brett Anderson had a career-high 13 wins last year, 383 earned run average, made about 33 starts. So $5 million for 1 year. Congratulations, Brewers fans. You have another one. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen Inbox. It's Bears. It's Packers. It's Bears Week. And one of our friends here on the radio station, Ryan Horvath, Gary,
yes.
has had enough of some banter and back and forth here on Bears Week. So, Ryan's my guy. So I'll go in with this. He said, no more Twitter for me this weekend. That's a good decision, Ryan. Take some time off.
What made him get off of Twitter?
Well, just wait. When we start calling Aaron Rodgers average, it's time for me to take a little break. Win money, drink beers, have fun this weekend. That's what I like to hear. That's my man, Ryan Horvath.
He's never going to get off. He just won't respond.
Read the rest of it, because now he compares Rodgers to Al Pacino.
Oh. Pacino made nothing but hits his entire life. Is he average because he made one or two bad movies?
Leroy, is Rodgers comparable?
Man, leave me alone with this. Go to somebody else, man. I ain't finna get in the middle of that.
Okay, so he thinks Rodgers is the same guy he was 5 years ago. Leroy, or
no,
Gary?
That's Gary.
No, Leroy doesn't.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He doesn't think there's been any slippage with Aaron.
Let him speak for me. It's a better show. Yeah. Go ahead and talk to Gary.
Probably.
Yeah.
Gary, what do you think?
What's your question, Gary?
He's comparing Pacino to Rodgers, saying, Rodgers had a couple bad games. No big deal. Same guy he was.
Well, everybody fades, right, with time.
I would think so.
That's logical. I mean,
not in his world.
But you can't say that.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, at 25 and then at 40, that's not the same guy.
He going to get off of Twitter somebody can.
Yeah, I mean, that's
how many followers he got, about 25?
And then he's been injured a lot here as of late. I mean, those things.
Multiple collarbones.
I mean, listen, my good friend across from here, Leroy Butler, had to retire.
Because of it.
Because of an injury. I mean, and you just never know. And you never know.
It
not like
had he
like could have rehabbed it, he'd have never been the same.
No.
It just wouldn't have. He maybe could have played with it, but he'd have never been the same. And that's like with Rodgers. You sustain those injuries, you're never going to be the same. And
Do fans really think guys going to stay like doing their 25, 35, stay the same?
I think fans
do. When you're a fan, you don't want to realize that your favorite player is on the other side. You want to say that he's always going to be at that level.
But also, there's a difference between saying that you're starting to decline and calling him average.
Well,
play
the Greenberg thing from earlier today.
Average quarterback still win Super Bowls?
Yes.
Orlowski, do you have the Greenberg comment from earlier today on ESPN? Mike Greenberg.
Yes,
and
I
he
do.
Talks. He talks about Aaron Rodgers. Play this clip.
Aaron Rodgers has been an average quarterback for a while now. This year, his QBR places him 16th in a 32-team league. He is sandwiched between Kyler Murray and Jameis Winston. His yards per attempt, which is number one on Bill Polian's list of championship indicators, is also 16th this year. It's 19th over the last 2 years. It's 22nd over the last three. And his team punts on 43% of their drives, which is 27th in the NFL, one spot behind the Bengals.
Wow. That's a lot of numbers by Greenberg there.
Yeah. You guys could be all numbers. These numbers guys. I just go by wins and losses.
Well, that's because you like him. If you didn't like him, if you did a different, you'd say the same thing.
You still can like him.
Yeah, but the wins and losses last year got McCarthy fired.
Yeah.
He also played with a broken leg last year.
Yeah, well, he's probably playing with something broken right now. We don't know. I mean, he probably is. The problem that you have with Rodgers is that he was so far elite. So far.
Yeah.
And when you say average, average, he could be average. But he was so far elite. I mean, look at the numbers he's got right now, Billy. I mean, what?
23 touchdowns and 2 picks.
Yeah.
Those are not average.
For him.
Right, but
for him,
that's if you're gonna say average, you can't say average and it be a conversation in a vacuum. Like, average means that he's average across the board.
No, he's average for him.
Well, some games he threw for 189 yards,
and he still won.
But I know we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
We're just talking about Rodgers.
And that's the thing about it.
He's not that guy right now.
People are so afraid to criticize Aaron Rodgers. If he said, remember that one time he said he was on the other side of going down the
around last night.
See, he can say that, but nobody else on TV can say that.
True.
That's the difference.
But LeRoy,
that's the difference.
But this is the thing.
You just can't say he's coming down the stretch on 18.
But see, that's the crazy thing.
But he can say it.
But that's it.
Yeah.
So, LeRoy, Aaron says this, right?
Right. Yes.
And everybody goes, oh, my God, I can't believe he said it. Why? Every fan that's been watching him has been saying this for the last year or two.
Right.
Nobody thinks he's playing another 10 or 15 years.
No.
And like you said, eventually everybody gets worse and comes down the other side.
Yes.
That's where he is. He knows he's there, too.
Right.
He knows.
Right. And so the saving grace of this is the wins. But you know what? And this is like you and I, I'm going to bring this up again. You guys had the revenge tour. And I think
Greenberg.
But Greenberg said this, too.
He admitted to it.
Yeah, he opened up with that. I thought this was going to be the – I don't think he used revenge tour, but it was very similar.
He said Rodgers would scorch the earth this season.
Yeah, scorch the earth. I mean, he was right.
Yep.
And then it's to this. Like, he was thinking there was no way that he was going to go 2 games without scoring with touchdown passes. No way they're winning games with him only throwing for 190 yards a game. So those are the kinds of things that Aaron Rodgers is doing, but yet, in fact, they're still winning. I mean, I got no problem with the 10 wins. The thing of it is, can they win Super Bowls
and
this way?
The other thing is, Ben Fennell, who we had on earlier, is breaking down tape showing wide receivers running open.
Yeah.
And he's not throwing to them.
And I've said this
all
along.
And he's running. He's trying to get out of there.
I told you they were open.
You have been.
Then they were open last year, too. Remember I saying that, too?
Yes.
They went open?
Yes, you were.
They were open.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't want this to be the Aaron Rodgers bash session
again.
Well, it's
not.
You know what happens?
It always ends up.
Yeah, but see, you don't have to say that, though.
But see, what happens is, if you say that he's on the other side, then you're bashing him and not being fair.
He said it.
Even if Ben Fennell tweets out video and shows you where he's struggling, people still don't want to hear it.
No. Nope,
he's just as good as he was 5 years ago. Hey, same guy, no difference. He's not the same guy. There is a difference.
But he's
5 years ago,
one of the top half quarterbacks in the NFL.
Fine, Greenberg said he's, 16th in most categories. So, okay, sure. But he was the best quarterback in the NFL.
True.
So if we say he's top 15, top 10, that's still slippage. From 1 to 10 is slippage. 1 to 12 is slippage. And 5-10 years ago, nobody was planning on defending anybody other than Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Now what are we hearing? Well, we got to stop Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Let Aaron Rodgers beat us. Man, nobody said that stuff about Aaron Rodgers 5-6 years ago. It never happened. Ever.
That was 2 broken collarbones and a broken leg ago.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
So then you're admitting that he is going on the other side of his career.
Agreed.
Which is what we're saying.
Once again, yes, but there's a difference between coming in here and saying the dude has just gotten bad to the guy is – getting older. That is what happens in pro sports. Yes, I understand that. But to go out here and throw then for 23 touchdowns and two picks while you're going into that, I just don't know how we're going to come out here and make it about Aaron Rodgers costing them games.
I'll clarify. I don't think I said bad. But like you said, if he's top half, so let's say he went from 1 to 10 in the league.
Sure.
1 to 8, whatever. That's still different from where he was. And when they were going good.
Where did his receiving core go from?
Okay, fine. But if Gary and Leroy and Fennell, who are out watching the Sabres, are saying, wide receivers are running open, he's just not throwing it to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not an excuse then. No, I'm not watching that. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm watching it. But these guys do. And that's what they're saying. You're right. His wide receiving core is not as talented as the receiving core he had.
Right.
Agreed 100%. Having said that.
So he can't
the
rely
receiving
on that
core that Brett Favre had for all those years. They that was the most talented wide receivers in the world? Probably not.
Well, Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady never cared about it.
That's a perfect example.
They just are even trying to get him talent now. They signed Antonio Brown. They signed Gordon, all these guys. The Deion Branches of the world are catching a lot of passes. And Julia Edelman, I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer or not, but that's the only guy he's seen have. Gronk just retired. Hey, man, you got to throw the spots. You got to throw the spots.
So Wendy's Big Show live out here at the Brat Stop, Brat Bowl 1. They do not have any Robert specialty meats, but they got really good meat out here.
Hey, man.
Oh, they got some meat, cuz.
Mm-hmm. They got meat. They got some T-shirts over there talking about meat and stuff.
Yes, Lord.
I might get you in trouble if you wear it to a school. But
well, I mean, you probably could.
I'm just saying, like, you go out here, if you go on your bullying tour, I don't think you should wear that to the school.
You probably shouldn't do that.
I mean, it's funny. It's adult humor, but to say, hey, the Brat Stop is legendary for both Chicago and Green Bay fans. But when it comes to serving up the best food on your family's dinner table at home, the clear-cut favorite, Robert Specialty Meats. And they're not joking. If you haven't tried the legendary Al Capone roast exclusively from Robert's, hear me out. Boneless pork loin, beef tenderloin, bulk Italian sausage, salami, pepperoni, Genoa salami, smoked ham, mozzarella cheese, provolone cheese. All of these are all wrapped up into one roast, plus seasonings, into one awesome-tasting meal you won't forget. There's only one place to get your Al Capone roast, Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha. And I can also customize a holiday gift box of delicious meats, which make the perfect Christmas gift for those who appreciate good taste, including this year's Ribs on a Stick gift box, vacuum-packed, ready to go. You can check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place, Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. And real quick, I realize people are in Kenosha here. Like, man, Waukesha, that's like a 40-minute drive. I'm telling you right now, to go get their ribs on a stick and to get their Al Capone roast or their Al Capone sausages or their Al Capone burgers, I promise you, you will make the drive and you'll make the drive for the rest of your life once you do it once. Everybody I've brought in front of their food and have cooked in my house, everybody now goes to Robert Specialty Meats. 100% Sparky guarantee right here today.
The Sparky guarantee, that's something. Wendy's Big Show live out here from the Brat Stop in Kenosha on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack? How about the enemy? Here's this week's injury report on The Fan. Brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network connects you to advanced care across the region.
Wendy's Big Show live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, joined by two former Packers as we are here on the Wendy's Big Show. Leap 36, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson, the former Badger and Packer running back. Look at the injuries. Kevin King and Jimmy Graham both listed as questionable for Sunday's game as the Packers take on the Bears for the 200th meeting. Both were limited participants in practice this week, but Graham has played all 13 games for the Packers this year, while Kevin King sat out this past weekend in a 20-15 win over Washington after being a game-time decision. Packers have removed 10 others from their injury report who are expected to play this week. Davante Adams, Geronimo Allison, Danny Vitale, Mercedes Lewis, along with Brian Bulaga. He sat for a couple of days with veterans rest this week, also resting because he is not a vet, but for a non-injury reason was Josh Jackson, as he went for the funeral of his late father.
I didn't even know he was still on
the team. You know, Bill, I'm detecting that you feel some sort of way about Aaron Rodgers, that you may be thinking that we're unfairly judging Rodgers here. I'm feeling that, detecting that. No? Yes?
I don't know. I just didn't hear this kind of slander for Brett Favre when he started deteriorating.
Brett Favre never missed a game.
Hey, man.
Can't
look,
even compare.
And I'm not even going to talk about how it was in 2005 when we started the station. I'll go before that when I was at another station for 6 years. Brett Favre got hammered for years for throwing interceptions. I'll never forget it, Lambeau Field. He threw a ball away to the sidelines the first time. The whole place started cheering. Man, that guy's not as dumb as we all thought he was. That man got killed.
But now you're dumb for throwing the ball away and not trying to throw interceptions.
No. But you're saying he didn't get bashed. He got bashed a lot. Gary, broke a chair down the hallway, Packer Bear game. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a night game. picked up a chair, and Rami was scared for his life. He picked up a chair and threw it and broke it down the hallway when he threw a pick. He's like, I knew that was going to happen. He always does
it. Picks all the time.
Oh, he was hot all the time.
No, but that was his thing, though.
Oh, my God.
Right? Rodgers, I'm not throwing one. Brett, I don't care. But that was his thing. I mean, you just got to live and die with it. You know what I mean?
So, he got bashed, though.
Yeah.
You think Favre got out of there without getting any criticism? Favre got more criticism longer in his career than Aaron has.
But Brett never cared.
Not even
though.
Close.
He didn't care.
We've never talked about Aaron Rodgers' backup should have his job. That happened multiple times with Brett.
All
you remember
the time.
That, LaRon?
Yes.
Yep.
Brunell and Hasselbeck.
No, we just talked about how they need to take a quarterback in the first round to replace him.
Right, but that's not the same thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that's
finding his replacement, it sounds like the same thing.
But, so then last year I was on the air going, you know what? Tim Boyle should start. He's done. And Tim Boyle will do a better job. That's
not the drafted guy.
But nobody ever said that.
No. But he's saying us talking about drafting a quarterback in the first round at the end of Rodgers' career is the same as people wanting Favre's backup to play for.
I'm just pointing out differences.
Yeah.
I mean, it all depends where you're at, Billy. So, I mean, if you think he could play for another, 5 to 10 years, then you don't have to take one. If you think he's done in 3 to 5, maybe it's not this year. You probably should have done last year. But in the next year or two, you have to start thinking about it.
Or you could use those picks on playmakers for the team now.
But they haven't drafted
well. Offensive players.
Well, sure.
Instead of needing to draft defensive players in the first 3 rounds of the last 5 drafts because you've been so terrible drafting defensive players that you cannot address the offensive
side
of the ball.
They took 3 wide receivers in the draft 2 years ago and
in the 4th, 5th, and 7th round.
Okay, fine. But I'm just saying, their history right now, Gutekunst, isn't the best draft-wise. That 2018 draft, there's one guy. Jair Alexander's the only one that's good because a punter, he fell on his face. So there's really only one guy from that entire draft class that you could point at and go, well, that was a good pick. The rest of that class under Goody has been bad. Just bad. So now you're saying, draft more guys in the first and second rounds. Do you trust him?
I'm simply pointing out facts that there's a talent differential between what they're using nowadays and what they've had in the past.
There's talent, and they relied, and Rodgers relied on that talent and benefited from it.
Because, that's
talent.
Why you're not seeing any back shoulders, which he was such a killer at in the short window.
Yeah, he's relied on that and benefited from having
no doubt
that
about
talent.
It.
And now what you're asking him to do is play a different way. And he's not used to playing that way.
No doubt about it.
You're asking him to play like Tom Brady. And eventually, the athleticism that he used to have, he won't have it anymore.
Sure.
A step slow here.
And he's started, and you've seen that in a multitude of fashions.
And so now we're saying just be a surgeon. And he can do that if he so chooses.
Sure.
If he so choose to.
But you also need the talent around you to be able to do it to the highest level.
Well, I mean, I don't know. As we start talking about talent, I'm just trying to figure out how much talent did Tom Brady have at wide receiver.
He had one of the best tight ends of all time
almost
10 years.
That's true.
But see, the thing is this.
What's the thing?
It's whataboutism.
Okay.
Every time you say this, is that, because you can say to Billy or Harbaugh, tell me where Aaron Rodgers need to work on.
Needs to not take sacks.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, it's like a multiple of one or two things. Instead of 50. So my thing is this. When you get paid the most, you're supposed to act like the most. That's just the way it goes.
Oh, sure.
You're supposed to expect criticism. Matter of fact, you're supposed to give it to yourself. And not be, you just say, I can handle it. That's the reason why they give me $30 million. I can handle it. Some guys crack up under pressure. They don't like seeing that. But,
I mean, if you're going to talk about somebody making the most and then not producing the most.
Well, being the most.
Let's look at 52 on the other side, Khalil Mack, because he got a big payday last year, and he has not done much at all this year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They weren't – before he got here, they weren't even relevant like they are now. 52, hey, well, he get a sack or not, he affects every play. Leonard Floyd is having a career day because of this guy.
You want to talk about there being two games where Aaron Rodgers hadn't thrown for a touchdown pass.
Right.
There have been two games that Khalil Mack hasn't had a tackle.
But, see, again, Billy, that's whataboutism. Not when you can't stay on Aaron Rodgers, you got to go to somewhere else. Just stay on Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, I'm just pointing out facts that other top players in the league have these situations, too.
We're not talking about their top player. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Because that's what the Horvath thing is. He going to leave Twitter like people care.
Yeah.
No. Stay on Twitter and handle the criticism like a man. Handle it. That's your boy. Defend your guy. Defend your guy. I wouldn't want my friend, my fan to bail if somebody criticizes me. Stand up for me. Don't just jump off. If you're a Leroy Butler fan, defend me.
You know what's funny about you?
What's funny about Leroy?
Leroy has said time and time again, man, we can pull over. You got something, man? You're on your own. Now Leroy wants somebody to defend me.
That's different from going to jail and just something we talk about on social media.
Oh, this is a what about, though. What if is
No, that's different. Snitching and telling is different. Snitching and telling is different.
Speaking of snitching and telling.
Snitching is federal. Telling is just telling.
Well, speaking of snitching and telling, did you see your boy AB on Twitter the other day?
Man, I ain't paying them no attention.
Did you see him on Twitter the other day?
I stopped following.
He put out all the guys in the NFL that had warrants out for their arrest.
Something going on.
I hope that dude gets the help that he needs.
He can't do that.
He'll apologize one day. I'm sorry, everybody. Next day, he'll just give everybody
a whole list.
Like a week ago, he called the entire NFL racist.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Pull up the whole list. Something ain't right with
him. Like I said, I hope he gets the help that he needs. Because you're right. There does seem like there's something going on here.
And it could be frustration of not being in the league. Now he see what Colin Kaepernick had to go through.
Yeah. Sure.
But, again, it's all what he calls himself. The man had $30 million in the bank in Oakland. I do not feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
all he
got
to do is go to work on time, Billy, and play.
And shut his mouth.
And just play.
Yeah.
But, nope, you want to go there and you want to call Mike Mayock allegedly some racial stuff. You can't do that, man. Then you go with the hoodie. They say you're going to act right there, act right, and you're going to mess that $9 million guaranteed up. So, hey, man, whatever.
That is unbelievable.
Don't even read it.
414-799-1250. Let's go out to North Carolina. Say hello to Justin.
Justin, what's up, fam?
Hey, Justin, your uncle just left here, man, 4 minutes ago.
Who? Yeah, man, he drove across some enemy lines and hang out with the best on the radio. You know what I mean?
We like it, though.
Hey, look, this is my question for y'all, Gary. You kind of hit on it or whatever, but you – Aaron Rodgers is one of these elitist athletes that is far superior to the other talent in the league. So when we look at guys like Michael Jordan towards the end of his career, he developed a jump shot. Tiger Woods, now you see him changing his golf swing. You see Ryan Braun no longer just smashing home runs and stuff like that. So Rodgers, I feel, is he's a cerebral assassin. He's intelligent. So why is it so hard for him to adjust his game to be able to still perform at a high level? And I'm not saying that it's an easy switch. But you just think with a guy that smart that he'd be able to do so and be able to manipulate some changes to his game to be able to still dominate. And I'll let you see a comment off the air, but lastly, I just want to let you know I think it's going to be Packers 23, Bears 19.
Thanks for the call, Justin. I like
that sadly, that would be a Bears cover, though. They're sitting now as a 4.5-point favorite.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers covering in his career at Lambeau Field at a 67% clip.
Hey, what did I say on Spectrum News one, Gary? 18-8?
18-8. I don't know how you got that score.
Has anybody ever scored 18 points in an NFL game?
No, but Leroy going to try it.
Hey, who knew you were going to get 20-15?
Who knew?
Last week, 20-15.
That's true.
Against Washington. I mean, you just never know. In December, you try to win games.
Yeah, who knows?
Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room.
Sure.
Just run the football, Aaron Jones, play action, go deep, wait for your opportunities.
tell you
make
right
sure
now,
you block
Laurie,
52.
They stop in the run, and they're good enough to do it. I just don't think the Packers can run the football on them consistently the way they want to.
But they don't have to necessarily run like Adam LeRoy, do they?
They can run on the perimeter.
They run a perimeter.
But you can also do the quick drop-offs in the flat. You can do all that to get Aaron Jones the ball.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
You know what? You know what's going to help them, I think?
Get touches.
Well, Roquan Smith not being there.
And Danny Trevathan.
Because they can run.
Yeah.
I mean, them two linebackers can run. So that can help them. Hey, we just talked to your nephew, homeboy. So that's going to help them if they can get him out in space. They can get him out in space, Billy. That – missing those two guys on the inside going to help them out.
Mark's in California. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, Mark.
Mark.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, my brother.
Good, Mark.
Good, good.
Help us out. Help us out.
We're gonna go and take a little take from football to baseball. So what are your guys' takes? I'm a Yankees fan. And I'm calling in because I'm like, what are your guys' takes on Josh Hader going to the Yankees?
This guy.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Mark.
He got a legitimate question. Go ahead and finish it.
He dropped.
Do y'all want him?
Hang up on this joker. Hang up on this joker. I'm not talking about Josh Hader going to the Yankees.
Do the Yankees want him, Steve?
No, not doing it.
Yeah.
No,
they got enough money. They'll pay the luxury tax.
Yankees, Dodgers, and Mets.
We are not talking about this.
What do the Yankees have that we want?
Not as much about the Dodgers. Yankees don't have a good farm system.
Not doing it.
No.
I refuse. I refuse to be upset about this Josh Hader conversation today. We're at a tremendous event. Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event put on this tremendous situation here at the Broad Stop.
I like that.
Broth Bowl won. Everybody's having a great time. People are getting ripped up in here, having a great time. And now we got to talk about this nonsense.
We did talk baseball.
4 months away.
We talked baseball earlier, so the guy sitting in the hole, he got a chance to ask his question. That's what the big show does. We can multitask. So we answered his question.
I don't think the Yankees, unless you put some major league guys in it, like Andujar, who Billy doesn't want, right?
Who's that?
No.
Andujar.
Right. So I don't.
What position he play, Bill?
Third base. Don't want him.
Well,
no thanks.
You third baseman?
Don't care. You were the one talking about me waffling around with Josh Hader. I am in a good mood. I am not talking about Josh Hader not being a Milwaukee Brewer.
So
anymore.
That mean you not going
to
trade
but
him?
You got,
not today.
But you got to drive all the way back to go do the Admirals now, right?
Now I'm still upset now.
Billy,
but
you gotta
now I'm all sorts of angry. Can you just talk about the Pfister Hotel and make me feel better? Nonsense here about this Josh Hader thing is going to drive me crazy for the next 3 months.
Well, it's going to drive us all crazy, Billy. I mean, because it's just straight up. I don't know where we got this Josh Hader. Been not going nowhere. But I tell you what, he want to go somewhere. I may get him hooked up at the Pfister.
He would like that.
The Pfister.
Josh would like that.
Oh, the Mason Street Bar and Grill over there. Man, guys, you know, we got history. A lot of history. In Milwaukee. 5-star experience at the Pfister Hotel. For more than 125 years, guys, is absolutely incredible. They have the award-winning Well Spa and Salon to experience the Midwest Condé Nast Travels Readers top choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com. But wait, guys, I got a lot more for you right next door to the Pfister. The award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steak you'll ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best in the area. What you laughing at, Leroy? Fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today, folks, at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel, restaurant, bar, and next door, Billy, Mason Street Grill.
Two great establishments there, two great institutions. 670 The Score, 105.7 FM The Fan. Half hour left of Brat Bowl 1 down at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. You're listening to it on 105.7 FM The Fan.
You're listening to Brat Bowl 1, broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we back at the Brat Stop, Brat Bowl 1. You know, the Score's over there. Hey, I really enjoy going over and talking to those guys. I mean, told some great stories. You know, one of the things I try to tell those guys,
what
are the guys' that played for, that crossed over a little bit.
Crossed over.
Steve McMichael.
Yeah.
And
McMahon.
McMahon.
Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar was there. Dick Duron was over there. He was my guy.
Yeah, Dick
Duron. He was
Duron.
My first defensive back coach.
Yeah.
How was it playing with those guys?
History.
I told Mongo. That was his name, I think.
Is Mongo over there?
His Mongo was his nickname. Wasn't that Steve McMichael's nickname, I think?
Mongo.
Mongo.
Yeah. Is he over there?
Nah. Oh. I told him when he came in the locker room with Steve, I said, you know what? It's just this odor that's been in our locker room ever since you and Jim McMahon arrived.
Right.
And we can't get it out of here.
Can't get it out. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, just go sit down. We're good.
Yeah, I think we – hey,
what?
Do we have Phil on?
Let's go.
Put him on. Phil, what you got, man?
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, cuz?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
You good?
What's up, man?
What you got for us?
Bill Brock,
man.
I think it's good, man.
Do you hear me?
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead,
my brother.
Hey, man, I just want Rodgers to throw the ball, man, when the season is over.
Yeah.
That's all the problem I have. It's not like I want to pass the guy. It's just that. He's not throwing the ball when he's open, when the players are open. And
where he's supposed to?
Yeah, where he's supposed to. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. And I just want him to do what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with all that being said, I'm not going to, you know, be negative today. I'm just going to be positive.
No, don't be negative, cuz.
I'm going to say we get this in 24-20. And Rodgers
will
go for 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Phil, it's good to meet you, my brother. Thanks for coming out. Really appreciate it. Guys, listen.
Come on, Leroy.
Rodgers is like, what, 18-5 or something, Dennis Crosby was telling some number, some sick number.
Sick.
And a lot of that was Randall Cobb out of the slot. But again, when you're playing in these games in December, and I think the NFL got it right, these division games need to be in December, but you need these games to get into the playoffs. If you're Chicago, it's a must win. If you don't win this game, you got to forget about the playoffs and your coach may be on the hot seat. But if you're the Packers and you want to, for some reason, stay in that number one seed.
Well, you're
overall
not the number one seed yet. San Francisco is.
No, no, I'm saying you want to stay in the hunt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you
you're
slip
two right
up,
now, right.
If you slip up, then next thing you know, everybody gets involved. Seattle gets back involved. The Saints get involved. You need to win this game just as much as Chicago and stay. Hey, listen. San Francisco, I don't know if they're going to come back to the Pack or not, Steve. I don't know. But wouldn't it be a shame if they lost two of their last three and you let a game slip up between Detroit or Chicago where you could have home field throughout? And that's the one thing we talked about. We had Frank Winters here early, and you can go back on our radio.com app.
Rewind.
And listen to him. And one thing we talked about in December, we said, guys, we got to get home field throughout the playoffs. It doesn't guarantee anything, but one thing it does guarantee, you win games at home when the weather turns cold. Use it to your advantage.
He is Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show out here at the Brat Stop, Brat Bowl 1.
This is unprecedented.
The fan is out here, 670. The Score is on stage here at the Brat Stop, all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. The Share the Love event going until January 2nd. Stop by Kenosha Subaru. Ram on the north side, you're next on the fan. What's up, Ram?
Ram, what's up, my brother?
What's going on? I hear y'all out there, man.
Yeah, man, we out here, Ram.
Hey, real quick, I'm going with Baby T on this one.
Okay, go with it.
Leroy and Gary and Sparky, just hear me out real quick.
Go ahead, Ram.
When we talk about the Bucs and the Packers, and we talk about this talent thing, I just don't think you win no games without no talent. The problem with the Bucs and the Packers with Rodgers, he had Cobb and Jordy and Jermichael Finley until he went down. They hadn't replaced those guys. I saw a game when Aaron threw the ball 50 yards and hit MVS in the back. He wasn't even looking for it.
Yep.
And Allison dropped. Y'all don't talk about this. I don't have no gag order. I'm just talking.
Right.
They be dropping balls, man. Come on. Y'all see this.
But Ram, let me ask this. But hold on, Ram. Hold on.
Robin Hall.
Hold on, Ram. Let me ask you, Ram, hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this here, Ram. Well, how come when he had all that talent, they didn't win no Super Bowls, and this record they got right now is probably, it could be, end up being one of the best records that they've ever had in a long time?
Don Capers. I'm going to say this. Every year they could have drafted the best person that they could get, whether it's on offense or defense. You get one a year. I look at Patrick Mahomes. Man, they may not
speed
have no defense,
everywhere.
But on offense, the Packers had one of those guys, we win the NFC Championship.
But those aren't the guys that Goody drafts. But that's
the big guys.
But Ram, thanks for the call, Ram. They aren't taking the small, fast guys. Lloyd's been asking them for him for like 5 years.
Please. I need me a guy like 5'6", 4'3". I mean, the Hollywood Brown?
Yep. Yeah. That's one of the guys you like.
Oh, my goodness, man.
He's killing it.
But
right now,
you know, they want the Allen Lazars. They want the St. Brown.
They want to get off the bus guys.
Right.
They changed up.
Those guys got no wiggle, though. They straight line speed guys. Maybe that may change. Steve, one thing about it, I'm thinking about moving forward. Allen Lazard, whichever the four tight ends that don't come out next year, give him that 80s number, make him your pass-catching tight end before you can draft somebody. Now, Sternberg is supposed to be that guy.
Supposed to be.
But when I see George Kittle, that guy's a difference maker. Tight ends make a big difference, and they just need to figure out, okay, if you're going to go that route with Aaron Rodgers and get him some talent around him, I'm not saying let him pick it. But I would say, what kind of guy are we looking for in this offense? This is his first year in this offense, by the way. What needs to happen? So, obviously, they like tight ends, but none of them are difference makers at tight ends. And I think that can be the difference that Aaron Rodgers getting rejuvenated in December. Because I'm going to tell you something, guys. He always beat the Bears. He finds a way. The man went out when something was broke. I don't even know what happened to him, Steve. Came back.
That was a collarbone. Yeah, that was a collarbone.
Beat them.
That was a collarbone.
And you said, how does he do it?
Super low score
again. Aaron Rodgers just finds a way to beat this team. And trust me, they're thinking that. But, again, you know what they're playing, Steve, in their locker room, allegedly, in and around on the score? We're going to let Mr. Trubisky play quarterback. They're playing what Tremont Williams said. That's what they're saying.
Of course.
I don't know if it's supposed to motivate them. But, here's the nugget.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to tell you how the nugget.
Give me the nuggets.
Kevin Tolliver, the cornerback, he grew up for the Bears. He grew up playing for me when I had my little league teams years ago.
Really?
Yes, with the LSU. When he was like third, fourth, fifth grade, he played in the Leroy Butler All-Stars. I talked to his dad. All my kids, I say they're my godchildren, but I got real godchildren.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him ever
since.
Where
was this at?
This in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, Jacksonville.
Yeah, we had like seven teams. And I remember him saying, Mr. Butler, I'm playing in the NFL. I didn't think he'd go to the Bears. But when Prince Amakamura, how you say his name? Him too.
Yeah.
Well, he was out, Tolliver played. They got a lot of injuries at running back. So if you're Aaron Jones, you're looking up to the sky, say, look at God. This the game I want. This because I don't know if Hicks is going to be in the kind of shape. Now, he's been practicing a couple weeks or so.
We had Lawrence Holmes out for the score yesterday. And he was talking about how Hakeem Hicks is kind of like their emotional leader.
Right.
It's going to be a huge bonus for them if
Ladarius
he plays.
Smith.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Ladarius Smith, yeah.
So
you're right.
But if Aaron Jones don't have 150, I know the Mecca going to go crazy.
I just want him to have 75.
Well, I don't think Aaron Jones ain't going to have 150.
75 to 100 would be good for me.
They got to get him out of space.
Missed that.
That would be double than what he had the last time. That's Mike, Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show live here from the Broad Stop. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Quick, Mike. I know you're busy here in the Amazon worker with one arm. Love to follow the Rams. Been locked on at St. Francis. Shout out to them.
All right.
I'm going Rodgers, two-time MVP, Super Bowl champ, Pacino, Scarface, come on. Michael Corleone, three movies. Son of a Woman, hoorah. What did this greeny guy ever do? Badminton? Soccer?
Well, wait a minute. You don't have to attack him. Just give
a
better argument.
Go ahead.
What numbers did he give that were wrong?
Well, that's a good question, Steve.
That's true.
Greenberg, what numbers did he give that were wrong?
Well, I don't have time to get into that because I just came in.
Everything he said was factual.
So now he's average. We got an average quarterback that did all that. So
that.
Hey, sir. Let me ask you this: when the Denver Broncos beat Leroy and the Packers in that Super Bowl, what was that team built around?
Terrell Davis.
Yeah, not John Elway. Elway was at the end, and they won the Super Bowl the next year, and they won it not because of John Elway, because of their defense, and they ran the ball.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Elway was average.
Yes, he was at that point.
Yeah,
at that point.
And when Manning won his,
he was bad.
He was below average.
He was bad.
But Elway won two Super Bowls.
Right.
But average at best.
But it was at the end of his career. When he was in his prime, they couldn't close in the Super Bowl.
Right.
It took at the end for him to realize, dude, I'm going to ride this guy TD here. What was he, seventh round pick out of Georgia?
Yeah.
I'm going to ride this dude and forget all my other numbers. This is how we're going to win. And they did that.
My text to Aaron Jones is, you got to get 1,000 yards. Because four games, they just didn't use you. I mean, you only had 10, 15 carries.
Oh, he's fresh, Roy. Don't get me wrong.
So it's time to pour it on. You got to get 1,000 yards. He's going to make the Pro Bowl based on how the format
he
is.
Should.
How the format is.
Right.
You can take players. Now, people on my social media wanted us to get into this Michael Vick thing, but I don't have time to get into it.
We don't have time to get into Michael Vick.
But if it was NFC, AFC, Pro Bowl, it would have been tough for Aaron Jones because he don't get the opportunities.
Right.
Zeke probably would have made it because you got Dalvin Cook and McCaffrey.
Right.
But they don't do that no more. So he'll make it, but I need him to get 1,000 yards because that'll help my prediction, Steve, at the beginning of the year.
It is all about your
predictions.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, take a quick time out. Don't forget, Bill Michaels coming up at 6 o'clock with Packers backup quarterback Tim Boyle. Lodge Kohler kickoff show from 6 to 7 tonight. Tim Boyle and the big unit, Bill Michaels, here on The Fan. How about Wendy's? Did you know they're celebrating 50 years at Wendy's?
50 years.
50. And they've taken the vanilla Frosty for a limited time.
Vanilla.
And they said, "Not, we're not doing that right now. Instead, we're going to have the birthday cake Frosty at Wendy's right now." And then they said, "We're going to take the birthday cake Frosty. We're going to put it into a cup. We're going to take some sugar cookies.
Right.
Put it all over the top. Then we're going to take some rainbow sprinkles and drop that all over the top, and we're going to call it a birthday cake Frosty Cookie Sunday.
Thank you, Sheila.
So delicious. So delicious. Wendy's, go celebrating 50 years with a birthday cake Frosty. I promise you, you will love
it. One of my favorite one on Drexel and Howell. That's my favorite. That's the best Wendy's in the state.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's the same one I go to. Brock Bowl 1, 670, the score from Chicago is here. The Fan is here. We'll come back, wrap it up next, and get the predictions of Gary and Leroy on Packers Bears up next.
You're listening to Brock Bowl 1, broadcasting live from the Brock Stop in Kenosha. It's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from Brat Bowl 1. Where's Brat Bowl 1? The Brat Stop. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show along with Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, and brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. Share the Love event going to January 2nd at Kenosha Subaru. 670, the score is here representing the Bears. We're here representing the Green Bay Packers. Had Frank Winters out here at the Brat Stop earlier in the show. He was out here at 2 o'clock. If you missed that, you can always rewind on the radio.com app. Joining us now is Ty in Philadelphia. You're next on The Fan. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
T.Y., where you been, my brother?
Yeah, man, I've been trying to get to you 36 all day, man.
Okay, well, I missed you a little bit. What you got for us?
Look, man, I was listening to the Ben Fennell interview earlier, man. That guy, man, does some good work, man. He is right on point, man. I don't know what all these other fans and what they choose to look at and see and what lenses they choose to use when they look at this thing. But that's all I want to say is Ben Fennell is on point. If Aaron Rodgers don't get himself together, he needs to humble himself and do the things that he needs to do to be a quarterback and not be Aaron Rodgers' first ballot Hall of Famer. He needs to be a quarterback for this team to win a Super Bowl. But I like us over the Bears. I'm going to say 26-16.
Okay, I like that score.
Yeah, 10-point game. I said 7 to 10 points was where I kind of think this is going to play out, Gary. Where are you?
I'm thinking 27-24 Packers, Steve. I think they're going to score more points, but I also think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a tough physical game like we thought it was going to be. And listen, I'm hoping that Aaron Rodgers played the best game of his life
today. That would be amazing.
I mean, he's got a lot. I mean, there he is. I mean, there's a lot of angst toward him.
Angst.
And I think the reason why there is because I think a lot of people are now realizing that they all wanted Mike McCarthy gone, and a lot of people now realize that it wasn't all Mike McCarthy. And it takes – and I think people
now
come
to
that –
You know Jeff Orlowski is not going
to
like
well,
that.
Well, I think some people come to that realization. And if you don't come to it, that's fine. I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think you can see some of the same things that were happening last year is also happening this year. Listen, Mike McCarthy is not absolved from
not
anything.
Nope.
Of this. He's got a got a lot of mount play in this that happened last year, few years with this team. But so does Aaron Rodgers. I think they both work hand in hand within the partnership. So I think a lot of people are seeing that right now. And I think that's why Rodgers right now, his play is being dissected. And we talked about it. He's never going to be what he was when he was 25.
Nope.
Everybody's going to get some slippage. I just hope that this weekend, and listen, the Bears come in with the plan, Rodgers beat us. I hope Rodgers stick it to him.
And listen to Gary and Bill after the game on the 5 o'clock, Green and Gold postgame
show.
And
all quarterbacks get scrutinized. What do you think Mitch Trubisky's going through? He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he's not Aaron Rodgers either.
I know, but I'm just saying all quarterbacks. All quarterbacks get this. But I think the score is going to be the Packers are going to win 19-11. And I'm going to be excited.
18-8.
Well, that was that Spectrum News.
All right, we got to go. He's Leroy, he's Gary. I'm Sparky. I'll say Packers
tomorrow,
win.
We got to go.
23-17 Packers win. Enjoy the rest of your night. 6 o'clock coming up next. Bill Michaels and Tim Boyle here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.